Okay, let's do the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we try and pick our favorite. We'll randomly select a name, and somebody's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, Dave, did you hear that the company who makes yardsticks won't be making them any longer?
Best ever.
Little love for Dave Bennett there. Steve, do you have a signature joke? Because that's the one that stuck to Dave.
I do not.
Is this a joke everybody knows Steve Alexander for? I don't know. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two. The stock market's getting crushed these days. However, my calculations indicate I can retire 10 years after I die. We told that joke on Tuesday. Now it's 15 years. Here's joke of the week number three. You can tell a lot about a woman by her hands.
How so?
Well, for instance, if they're around your throat, she's angry. Here is joke of the week number three. No, make it four. Hey, Dave, if the Filipino actress Nova Onis married Patrick Kane, she'd be...
Nova Kane?
If Candace Bergen married Patrick Kane, she'd be...
Andy Kane.
If Seymour Simon married Earl Butts...
Yeah, I know.
She'd be Seymour Butts. If Liv Ullmann married Judge Lance Ito, and I don't see that happening, but just bear with me, and then divorced him because she wanted to marry Jerry Mathers... She'd be Liv Ito Beaver. Liv Ito Beaver. Anyway, all right. Here's a joke of the week, whatever we're on. Number five. Hey, Dave, can you imagine how annoying a centipede would be if it wore flip-flops? Speaking of the animal kingdom,
genetic
joke
scientists
six.
Have now developed a rat that can detect landmines. In fact, one of these rats recently set the record for the most landmines ever detected.
Wow, how many?
One.
Here's joke number seven.
I accidentally super glued my thumb to my index finger last night.
Oh, no.
I think I'll be okay for a while.
Joke of the week number eight.
I heard that by law you need to turn on your headlights when it's raining in Sweden. I've got a question. How am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden?
Good question, John. Here's number nine.
In fact, I got a lot of unanswered questions
like
today.
What?
Well, were cars invented by the Ottoman Empire? Do spiders get checkups at WebMD? Do toads make rivets? Do seahorses get average grades?
Joke of the week number 10 was inevitable.
An all-female crew went up into space this week, and when one of them radioed, Houston, we have a problem. Houston said, what's the problem? And the woman in space said, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. Houston then replied, no, go ahead, what's the problem? And the astronaut said, never mind, I'm fine.
You're a brave man.
I don't like that joke, and I love that joke. Here's number 11.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a rock and roll DJ, and John Williams will star as a kid who's called into the radio station to request a song.
Do you have great balls of fire?
Yes, I do.
Well, you better call the fire department. I want to meet that DJ. I love that DJ. Here's joke of the week number 12.
One farmer complained to another, all my bull does is eat grass, won't even look at a cow, and I need him to service my cows. His friend said, take him to my vet. The next week, that first farmer's a lot happier. The vet gave him some pills, he said, and the bull serviced all of my cows, and then he broke through the fence and he bred all my neighbor's cows. He's like a machine now. And the first farmer says, well, what kind of pills were they? And the second guy says, I don't know, but they taste like peppermint.
I don't know. I think that's peppermint. Okay, one more joke, please.
Andy, I just found out about recency bias.
Oh, yeah?
Easily the best cognitive bias I've ever heard of. Hey, Andy, I just heard about observation bias.
Again, oh, yeah?
Now I'm seeing it everywhere.
All right. Some psychologists out there chuckling at that one. Steve Alexander, good to have you back this week. What's the joke of the week for you?
For me, it's they taste like peppermint.
Dave Ennett says...
I'm really tempted by the marriage names, as you know, but I got to go with landmines.
Landmines. Rat stepped on it. Bobby K.
Marriage names.
Marriage names. Those. I'm going to go with rat on the landmine. Producer Pete says...
Great balls of fire.
Those were fun. We've randomly selected a name. Let me announce it here in just a second. Somebody's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We replay this bit after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News. Do share these with your friends. You can direct them to wgnradio.com/speedjokes.